Hi, everyone. I'm Eleanor, and you're listening to Sweet Deviation, the podcast designed to help you navigate, organize, and get creative while living with ADD. In each episode, I'll share personal stories, tricks, and insights that I've used to break through daily challenges. And together, we will lean into the diagnosis and stop fighting our natural tendencies. Hi, and welcome to this quick bonus episode. I want to talk to you a little bit about your clutter. Now, we're a few weeks into the new year, and if you're like me, you too promise that you are going to declutter. And I have to say that for the first time in years, I'm pretty proud of myself. I've really put a dent in some stuff here. So I wanted to take a quick few seconds and just share some of the things that have been working for me. It's early enough in the year, y'all apply what works for you, and then let me know. But let me start quickly. I decided to get rid of 100 items, and it just is so daunting with that big number. But if I discard 10 items a day for 10 days, that's 100 things. So I can do that in just a week and a half. So if you're not sure where to start, I can almost guarantee that there are 10 things sitting in either a junk drawer in your kitchen or any of your old spatula drawers. Like, how many spatulas do we need? So throw away 10 items, start in one room. Maybe it's the kitchen. Maybe you've got old makeup or old, you know, whatever, empty bottles of shampoo, whatever it is. Start getting rid of 10 things. For me, it's books. I am getting rid of so many books, and I have never been able to do that in the past, but I've really come to terms with I'm not going to have enough time in the rest of my life to read all the books that I have again. So anyhow, that's part of my 10. The next item is take pictures of recipes or ideas for quick access. Yes. So I started to take pictures. I had some old magazines I was going through, and I really wanted to clip the pictures, but I didn't have time, and I don't want a lot of loose papers. Something I've done in the past that has worked is when I clip magazine pictures that are inspiring, I put them in an old book. Like, this is an old encyclopedia book that is no longer of use to me. It was on drafting, something I've never had an interest in. And I just started to took a glue stick and started putting those pictures in there so that they're in one place and they're not falling everywhere. So that's a bonus. That's not what this is. What I'm talking about today is take a picture of those ideas or recipes that you think you might like to try. Then you have them in your phone. So give yourself, you know, a week or so to go through those and really see if you're going to have the energy to do, you know, make French croissants or whatever. Okay, so that's number two. Number three is, like I've said before, set a timer. Every single day, set a timer for at least 15 minutes to do a quick tidy. And I'm talking about digging in. Get a box and just start dumping stuff out and give yourself 15 minutes to get rid of as much as you can and put it in the places where they belong. The next awesome tip that I started doing in the middle of last year was I opened up a Gmail receipt email, and I just started mailing my receipts. I need to do this for my business. And between Jim and I, we could just never keep up. And my purse was always overrun with all of these receipts, or they'd stay on the dash and then they, you know, get sun-dyed or sun-dried or faded anyway. And then they were useless. So what we started doing is taking a real quick snapshot of our business receipts and then emailing those to our specified email address. So we both have access, and at the end of the year, it's a snap. We just have everything. In fact, on the subject lines, we can say specifically what it's for, if it's for feed or hay or whatnot for the animals, or it could be a yarn processing. It's very specific in the search boxes. I'm able to kind of find what I need. So that's number four. Number five is use matching containers to store small things. The small things just make me crazy because I can never find them when I need them. And in the past, I had put small things kind of just together, but not in a container. So they get tossed around or whatnot. And now I'm even, my nail polishes are considered small things. So I have a container for my nail polishes. If I need them, I just grab the whole bin and then I can go through and then they go back into that bin. The same is true for little odds and ends that I have. my index card holders. I have a whole slew of those rings, and I've just put them in a real sweet looking container, and I know exactly where they are when I need them. So I got some glass jars. I was looking at the container store, and some of the containers I thought were really super cute were kind of expensive, and I just couldn't make myself pay those prices. So I went by the food storage section at my grocery store, and they had really sweet glass containers with nice lids, and I was able to get those for less than a dollar a piece, and they all match, and because they're glass, they're more substantial. I'm just not a big fan of the acrylic plastic. It just looks kind of cheap to me, and I know that the glass will wear forever. Once I'm done with whatever I'm containing in it, I can always use that for something else. So think outside of the box, ha ha ha, and don't look at container stores necessarily for your storage. I found a whole slew of jars and boxes in our, like the Tupperware aisle, but don't get the Tupperware. Get what you like. I preferred the glass. So that was number five. Number six is limit the flat surfaces in your house. Start with your dining table and start with, you know, your entryway table and determine a set number. For me, the dining table is pretty sparse because we use it. So I only have a centerpiece and that's it. Occasionally, you know, Jim will work on his computer on the dining table and that's fine, but I tend not to leave those items, paperwork or his computer laptop, on the dining table because I just feel like if it's clean, it's more welcoming. I make it a point to have between 5 to 7 items max on any flat surface. So I challenge you to try that. Go around and find, maybe it's your desk. Now, if you are looking at my desk right now, you totally call me on it because I have way more than 7 items, but I consider paper a group. So I have my notebooks and I have more than, you know, 4 of them, but those are one item because they're my notebooks and it's a group. So there's that for what it's worth. All right. Number 7, you know, my old faithful trick, use index cards for your to-do lists. If you have a bunch of papers and notepads that have all of your things that you're going to do for the week or whatever your plans are, or your grocery shopping lists, please, I beg you to try using index cards. They're wonderful. You don't lose them because they have a nice weight to them. They fit nicely in your purse. And when you dig your hand in your purse, you're not going to confuse it with a million receipts that you haven't emailed yourself yet because the index card has a very specific feel. So you'll be able to dig in there and pull it out and bam, you have your grocery list or your to-do list ready to go. All right, number 8. So this one is awesome. I did it in my office. We are really trying and considering a move. And for those of you who know that we have a small farm in Texas and we live in a house that's over 100 years old, and it was my dream house, and we are now starting to consider the possibility that we could move to, we want more acreage. So anyhow, that's a whole other story. But I really was under pressure to start packing some stuff, getting rid of some stuff, and cleaning up my area, especially my workspace. My office is kind of chaotic. If anybody else walked in, they wouldn't know. But there is a method to my madness. So I don't want to just box it all away because I need a lot of the stuff that I have out, whether it be my knitting or my felting. For the farm work or research that I'm doing for this particular podcast. So I have my office, it's kind of a mess, and it was a little overwhelming. And I've said it before, if we can take a big project and kind of parse it down to smaller bite-sized bits, and I know I've said it before, and I just couldn't make myself. I was just wandering, lost in this office, not sure where to start. I'd move one paper from one desk to another, and then I'd stack this book there, and I just was a mess in here. So I finally decided this is what I'm going to do. In order to keep myself focused on the task, I stood back, and I took my cell phone, and I took a picture, the before picture, in all of its glory, or lack of glory. I took that picture and it only framed out what I could work on. So that's it. That meant I didn't work anywhere near my sewing machines. I didn't do anything else in here. I only worked on that wall. And I systematically went through the picture and said, what in this picture do I hate And it was easier when it was in that small little bit that I can hold in my hand. I could easily see like, oh, you know, that doesn't belong there. And that looks really cluttered there. And this could be better suited over here. So I was able to do it there. And then I took an after and I kept it. And then I went to another, you know, quarter of the room, stood back, and I took a picture of that. And I did the same thing throughout the office and then ended finally on my desk. And I deleted those pictures. I kind of wish that I hadn't, but I'm also a tech hoarder. You all know this. So I have like 3,000 emails at any one time, which I'm working on. But in this particular day, I just thought, I'm not going to keep them. They've already served its purpose. And then as soon as I deleted them, I thought, oh, maybe I could have posted them with this on a link with this podcast. So anyway, sometimes you get rid of stuff that you do need. And it's okay. It's not the end of the world. I guarantee you, I'll make another mess again, and I'll have another chance to show you what I mean. So, all right. That was the second to the last one. Now, this is nine. Yeah. Number nine is put your papers in a sorting box. You're going to be overwhelmed if you're anything like me and you have a stack of paper and mail and stuff that you want to do and magazine clippings that you've looked at. Just take them and put them all in a box. Don't worry about what sorting them yet. Just put them in a box. And tonight when you're sitting in front of the TV or watching Netflix or whatever it is that you do, just take a second and start sorting them there. When your mind is busy watching something else, you're not going to be obsessed about, you know, does this go in this pile or that pile? You're going to be pretty quick. Like your subconscious mind will just kind of put it where it belongs. So I have found that to be incredibly useful because I'm able to do something that I enjoy, spending time with Jim watching The Hobbit or what have you. And then at the end of it, I have nice little stacks that I can then either file away. I tend to find that I wind up tossing a bunch of stuff that I don't really need. And then, like I said before, if I have my phone handy, if there's something that I really want to refer to but don't need the whole thing, I can just take a quick snapshot of it. I've done that a couple of times with some knitting patterns that in books that I kind of was on the fence about keeping. I only like a couple patterns. I paid for them. So I took a picture of it so that I could have reference to that, the pattern. So that is it for today. Those are my nine quick tips to slay the clutter. And I know it goes by quickly, and if you're driving or otherwise busy while you're listening to this, fret not, my friends, because I will have a quick link to the nine tips. They're all nicely arranged for you. And because that was my challenge today to figure out how to do that. And so take a look, tell me what you think. They're kind of color-coded and fun looking. You can print the thing, stick it on your refrigerator, and work on it over the next 10 or so days. Remember, 10 items tossed every single day for 10 days is 100 items discarded. So I say that's a huge win. Give it a shot. Let me know how it works out for you. And in the meantime, I'm going to continue to clean up my space. So I will catch up with you again. I appreciate y'all listening to this quick Slay the Clutter bonus episode. I won't even have a number for it. It'll just be a bonus. Anyhow, I hope that you are still making time for a sweet deviation. Thanks a lot, y'all.